Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Trump are in their second day of meetings in Florida. We've been speaking with Chinese students. There are more than 300,000 in the U.S. We heard from one who hoped China could compromise on dumping cheap steel in the U.S. We hear that's in the talks. And today, Jasmine Shao at Amherst College in Massachusetts. She joins us by Skype. And Jasmine, what do you want to hear from the leaders?
I think for me, something that's really important is about some environmental issues. Because China has vowed to reduce greenhouse emissions, and U.S., its leader Trump seemed not to be very committed to reduce climate change.
Well, in fact, China, it said, is going to be taking over from the U.S. and taking the lead on doing something about climate change after President Trump rolled back many of President Obama's commitments to reversing the effects of climate change through emissions and such. How do you feel about that? The fact that, you know, for years it was President Obama trying to get China to take up some action on climate change. China is the largest emitter of greenhouse gases, followed closely by the U.S.
Well, I think President Trump seems to want to dismantle a lot of efforts in the past, for example, the Clean Power Plan. So I think if U.S. is going to pull out from Paris Agreement, then it will be a really disaster for the globe, because U.S. is such a big emitter itself, and it shows example for other countries too.
Well, there's some irony there that we're hearing from a Chinese student about how the U.S. should step up on doing something about climate change. What about the comments President Trump made about China, especially in the presidential campaign? He said, we can't allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
Well, I think that it's a very contradicting thing for him to say, because U.S. has always been the leader in globalization. And I think that China-U.S. trade is part of that globalization process. And I don't think that China's raping the U.S. in that it is U.S. customers who benefited from the increased trade transactions.
Well, you're absolutely right. We wouldn't have things like iPhones. You know, we couldn't afford them anyway if it wasn't for some of the production in China. But then there are questions about human rights abuses in those factories that make those iPhone parts. Also, currency manipulation, stealing of ideas by China. Your thoughts about the criticism of your own country?
I think there needs to be progress both in U.S. and China, as well as other countries, regarding to intellectual property and other issues. But I also feel like we cannot expect something that takes decades or centuries to complete in U.S. and developed countries to be realized overnight in China.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that, Jasmine, because here you are studying at a prestigious school. Many of your countrymen are maybe a generation away from even thinking of going to school in that huge country that's going through a huge change. What would you want Americans to know about China?
I think that China is a growing country, but we have always been a harmonious country as well. For example, before Columbus set sail to the New World, Chinese sailor Zheng He has already had explored other parts of the world too, but without particular colonial intention. So I don't think we would be particularly aggressive in the process of developing. And also we have a phrase called 以和为贵, which means that cherish harmony. So we see harmony as something valuable.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of disharmony in your region. When it comes to North Korea, are you afraid of the country? Do you wish your country would do more to talk North Korea down from its weapons program? What's the thinking of a young Chinese person?
Well, I do hope that our country leader could step up the effort to facilitate peace talks. But I do think that the marginalization of North Korea is part of the reasons why they are developing such weapons. And I'm not saying so to justify their action. I strongly disagree with any such an attempt of the North Korea. But I think that trust as well as peaceful communication instead of threats and fear would be a better approach to solving the problem.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Jasmine Chow, a Chinese student studying at Amherst College in Massachusetts.